you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey there, and welcome to episode 118. Stop trying to please everyone. Yes, I'm talking about people pleasing again. It's near and dear to my heart as a recovering people pleaser, and I can honestly say that at least half of my clients, if not more, are people pleasers, always giving themselves away in order to be liked or loved, or so they think. That's how it works. There's nothing naturally wrong with being friendly or kind to someone. It is a valuable trait that we admire, but it can also be something we do to avoid disappointing others or pressuring ourselves to live up to an ideal image. Most people who like to please others consciously choose to do this because they're afraid of upsetting others. And as much as it is an excellent way to avoid conflict, it will leave you feeling drained and sad in the long run. It's hard to stay true to yourself when you're constantly changing your actions and words based on what you think others want or want from you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you shift your focus and energy on pleasing other people rather than focusing on providing yourself happiness, you will develop low self-esteem, feel like there are too many expectations of you, and have pretty poor coping skills. There's a lot of anxiety that comes with people pleasing. I'm going to give you four tips that will enable you to avoid being a people pleaser. Love yourself and be more comfortable with yourself. Number one, do not try to fit in. Always remember that being real to yourself is the most important thing. Stop doing things just to show you're worthy in someone else's eyes. Stand by what you know is good for you. If someone asks you to do certain things that go against your principles, remain firm in doing what is right and what makes you feel good about yourself. Oftentimes, people pleasers fall into the trap of doing things that actually go against their core beliefs just to please someone else. Doing what's good for you, it shows that you're tough enough to handle things that come your way. Don't impress everyone by changing your personality. You will gain respect from people when you are your authentic self. Number two, learn to say no. Sometimes those who want to please people find it hard to say no. It is important to learn to say no, and that it's okay to do so. Say no if someone asks you to do something you don't want to do or can't do, or if it is something you can't handle. You do not have to say yes to every request someone makes if you can't do it or it does not serve you any purpose. Just remember, saying no doesn't mean you are being selfish when you need to. You're looking out for yourself. Saying no isn't being selfish when you're looking out for yourself. Number three, set healthy boundaries. People pleasers are usually oblivious to the limitations they need to set in their lives. but you must notice what is happening and observe things that need to change. It may seem difficult at first, but it is possible. Create a list of the things you do that make you feel uncomfortable or used, and class them in order of significance with the most important items on the top. The simple technique can allow you to stay true to yourself without feeling the need to please everyone. Having boundaries will enable you to say no when someone takes advantage of your time. It doesn't make you selfish, but you're confident enough in who you are that you know it's okay not to concede to someone's requests all the time. Number 4, spend some time alone. Learning to spend time by yourself is necessary for your mental and physical health. Many of us are afraid of being alone because we worry that we'll become lonely, bored, or uncomfortable. Now, these ideas come from our modern society with its hyper-connected world that doesn't always favor us as actual humans. You don't need to worry about what others will think about you while you're enjoying the solitude. Wherever and when you are, spending time alone can help you discern your thoughts, feelings, and needs. It can also help you realize what makes us happy and what doesn't. Knowing yourself better helps you make excellent decisions for yourself. Set the proper boundaries, discover your purpose, and remain focused on your goals. Yeah. Setting boundaries and stopping people-pleasing will help you find your purpose because you're not trying to live out the purpose of everyone else. I'd suggest learning to meditate. And if that sounds kind of daunting to you, you can start with guided meditations or even affirmations. You can listen in to episode 93 for the Heart Space Guided Meditation or listen on YouTube. I'll drop that link in the show notes. And there are two affirmation episodes, episode 104, Manifesting Your Dreams, and episode 109, Breathe In Calm and Breathe Out Anxiety. Now, this can be a tough pill to swallow for people pleasers, but you can't make everybody happy and you can't please everyone all the time. Everyone's needs are different, so being a certain way to please one person may not please someone else. Instead, stay true to your authenticity, and those who like you for who you are will always appreciate you. If you're needing help with the people-pleasing, reach out via HeidiDallaire.com. I'm sending you lots of love. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.